If you are a woman of a certain age, you grew up with Hello Kitty, that cartoon, cute, white and pink cat that seemed to be everywhere, backpacks, lunchboxes, you name it. The Japanese company that created Hello Kitty now oversees a multi-billion dollar kitty empire. And it may be hard to believe, but the global marketing phenom turns 40 years old this year. And to mark the occasion, the Japanese American National Museum in Los Angeles is doing a Hello Kitty retrospective. Lisa Napoli of member station KCRW went to check it out.
Julia Boyd is so excited as she stands in a gallery filled with Hello Kitty-inspired art. She does a bit of a jig.
I'm on cuteness overload right now.
Since first adorning a simple coin purse back in Japan in 1974, Hello Kitty has become a cash cow. $8 billion worth of products bearing her image sold internationally just last year. A carefully curated survey of goods from the last four decades makes up a large part of the show, much to the delight of Hello Kitty-clad museum-goers like Boyd.
Hello Kitty toilet paper I've never seen before. I thought that was really interesting. I really want the Hello Kitty tombstone for when I eventually depart this earth. I think that would just sum me up so perfectly. Even when I'm like 80 years old, I'm still going to like this stuff.
Lots of the women here, and there are more women than girls, echoed that sentiment. They say Hello Kitty conjures up fond childhood memories of happiness and cheer that they cling to today. But Hello Kitty has played a rather serious role, too, as an ambassador.
We have to think back to a period of time when things that were culturally Japanese were not cool. In fact, when there was a lot of anti-Japanese and anti-Asian sentiment.
Greg Kimura is director of the Japanese American National Museum.
So when Hello Kitty entered the scene, she was immediately adopted and by Asian American young girls because they sensed in her this connection to a Japanese and an Asian cultural idiom.
Growing up in Southern California, Kristen Yamuchi was one of those girls. Today, she's more enchanted by the Hello Kitty-inspired artworks on display than the social significance. She's standing beside a 12-foot-tall statue by an Italian artist depicting Hello Kitty as Cleopatra, Kittypatra.
And with the Tokidoki hieroglyphics on the side, pretty amazing, yeah.
If you could take anything here home, which one would you take?
Oh my gosh, everything.
She has plenty of time to figure it out. The exhibition continues through April. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Napoli in Los Angeles.